with you in the kitchen, in the car, no matter where you are. The Big Show with PT on 3BA.
From Celebrity Lane, Jaden Forster with the Big Show Entertainment Report. Morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning, PT.
And lovely to speak to you again after a fortnight off Crook. It's great to have you back.
It's great to have you back with us as well.
Thank you.
You're doing well.
Thank you very much. Much better than I was the last couple of weeks, that is for sure. I'm doing also much better than Johnny Depp because there's some more bad news.
Yes, his defamation case saga continues to roll on and on and on. We've been talking about it for months on end, but if you cast your mind back to the day before the Melbourne Cup, he lost his defamation case. The judge ruled that he had assaulted his ex-wife, Amber Heard, on numerous occasions. And, of course, that all stemmed from the defamation case that he launched against the Sun newspaper concerning that wife beater label. As expected, Johnny sought to appeal that particular ruling, presumably mainly because the outcome of this case could affect his upcoming defamation case that he has against Amber Heard in the US. But just in the last 48 hours or so, a judge over in the UK has actually blocked that application for an appeal, mainly because he believes that it wouldn't really be successful. But look, it's not completely the end of the road for Johnny with this. If he wants to, he could very well take it to the Court of Appeal straight there. But look, you know, I think maybe he could go there, but I'd be a little bit surprised if he did, to be honest.
Such an illustrious career and now quite tainted after that very long and drawn-out case and, of course, being found guilty, as you said. From Celebrity Lane, it's Jaden Forster with the Big Show Entertainment Report, and the hosts have been announced for this year's Melbourne's Carols by Candlelight.
They have. David Campbell is returning to reprise his role as co-host again this year. He's been doing it for quite a number of years now. And Lavinia Nixon is stepping in to take the place of Ali Langdon from the Today Show, who did it for the first time last year. I suspect that it's due to flight issues and some other logistical problems in actually getting her down here, like David, but getting them down here from Sydney and then back to Sydney in time for Christmas after Christmas Eve's all over and done and dusted, as opposed to it being a casting decision, because she was absolutely sensational last year. So it's a bit of a shame that she won't be back down here again this year. But look, you know, I'm sure Lavinia will be just as good. She's been on TV for a number of years. She's a very capable presenter. I think they'll both do really well.
Absolutely. Now, it was only a few weeks ago that we were told, because of COVID, Carols by Candlelight in Melbourne would have no audience. But given the restrictions have now eased, has anything changed with crowds for that particular show?
Well, no.
Oh.
Under the Premier's latest easing of restrictions that were announced on Sunday, I had a look, and the entertainment venues, they did get a mention. They did get some sort of a reprieve, specifically for outdoor venues. The Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, it would be allowed to have 50% of its usual capacity, but I was told this week that the organisers are sticking with that no audience policy.
Boo.
I know most people will think, you know, that's a bad thing, but when you sort of look at it, there are quite a number of costs and logistics involved in actually having a crowd there on the night, particularly with all those COVID protocols. So unfortunately that won't be the case, but look, you know, you can sit down and watch it on the TV on Christmas Eve.
All right, fair call, umpire. To wrap up this morning, Jaden, you and I are both very excited about this. Spicks and Specs will return in 2021.
It will. The ABC announced at their big programming announcements on Wednesday that it'll be coming back next year. And not just for like one or two TV specials. They're doing a full series, so 10 episodes all up, with Adam Hills, Alan Brough, Miff Warhurst all back in the lineup again. So really great news. It's a very popular show. Someone actually pointed out to me on Twitter yesterday or the day before that it's a comedy show that really makes you laugh out loud, not just nod along at the social commentary that's put out there by the comedians. And I really like that description. I think it really hit the nail on the head. So great news for people who are fans of Spicks and Specs.
That'd be you and I and plenty of other people. The Big Show Entertainment Report wrapped up for another week. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, have a great week, won't you?
No worries. Thanks.